Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, North Korea's threatening us again, threatening South Korea, but that's okay. They've got A-bombs and missiles to hit us, so we'll just leave them alone, and then Iran won't have an A-bomb for 10 years, but they're the big threat. We've got to attack them because they're a pushover, at least more so than North Korea or China. And we'll get into, is the presidency above the law? More and more discussion of this, the dictatorship, just being discussed right out in the open. The toll-free number to join us today, wide open phones. I'm going to take a lot of calls in this hour. We already have taken a lot of calls today. Doing a pretty good job of that. 1-800-259-9231 with your questions, your comments, news you want to discuss, any questions you have. You disagree with me, you agree, whatever. We don't censor your calls. We don't restrict what you can talk about. We just ask what your first name is and where you're calling from. And you can just say your name's John Doe or Mudd if you want. We don't even care about that. 1-800-259-9231. We're not like mainstream talk radio that has to censor and screen and try to control because we can defend our ideas. Let's go to Dave in Virginia, finishing up what he was saying. Dave, go ahead.
And all right, let's bust some lips, Alex. I just said the whole thing about the cowboys in Iraq and Halliburton News talking about $385 million to build detention camps over the past 5 years. But then I was leading into, you and I would have been just still little kids, but Wikipedia turned my eyes on to the whole October surprise conspiracy where Reagan and Bush supposedly, possibly postponed release of hostages.
Well, there's no supposedly about it. They did it.
Thank you so much, man. And then I guess the last thing I was going to say, and I'll take the comments off the air, listen to it in a few seconds here when it comes through the stream. It's not trying to pose a red herring question. I had never heard of this individual before, and as I read about his life, it was kind of inspiring, kind of like with what you've been doing. I'm only 26, so you dig what I'm saying. Lyndon LaRouche. I had never heard of him before.
LaRouche. Yeah, it's a LaRouche.
LaRouche, thank you so much. Well, I'll take all your responses off the air, but thank you very much for rebuilding Mount Carmel. You're only 26. That's so far out. And keep up the good work, man. You kick ass.
Well, I appreciate it. The listeners built a memorial church for all those that died, including the Davidians and the police, the military out there. It was just terrible what happened. As for Lyndon LaRouche, great information, documented the Anglo-American establishment. I disagree with their solutions. You see, somebody can talk about the real problems and then give a solution that I don't agree with. And I've dealt with the LaRoucheites, that's really something I steer clear of. Their information's fine and dandy. There's better organizations to join, in my opinion. I'm not trying to pick a fight here, and I could go through a lot of reasons, but I don't want to spend all day on it. It's just I don't agree with their solutions. Pretty socialistic, if you ask me. And also, just one time I called up, they said, call and off their TV show and order a free executive intelligence report. This is about 12, 14 years ago. It's about 13 years ago, and I called, and they just hammered me, and they kept calling me and calling me and calling me to donate. So, it's kind of like what happens when the some religious group comes to your door and bugs the daylights out of you, but over the telephone. So that's reason enough right there. I don't want to start something. You talk about red herring. It isn't a red herring. I mean, we've got to talk about different organizations and different groups. But my business is not bashing groups that are out there trying to fight the New World Order. And I think you can get a lot of good information from Lyndon LaRouche and others. I like some of the folks that have broken away from them. Webster Tarpley is one of those and some other individuals. And we've had some of the LaRouche people on the show before as guests. So I'm not saying they're evil or bad. I'm just saying annoying would be a good term for it, and then their solutions, I really don't think are kosher. All right, your calls are coming up. More calls straight ahead, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. Be sure and check those sites out today, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I want to take a moment out to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, satellites, internet, shortwave, the micros, everybody out there doing a great job. Also, the folks here at my main office in Austin, Texas, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, his brother in the United Kingdom, doing a great job over at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, my radio producer, everybody. Our sponsors, the listeners, all of you for being involved in the fight for this country, for this republic. We're going to continue with open phones throughout this hour. Let me just mention this now, and we'll get into more detail on it. I also have a little newscast clip about Cheney shooting his hunting buddy. And that's a side issue, but it is interesting. I'll talk a little bit more about that, some of the suspicious things coming out of the story. But right now, is the president above the law? And his lawyers, the entire gaggle of them, the entire group of poltroons, have been running around in memo after memo and in briefing after briefing and in court case, in briefs they've filed, saying that the president can order the torture of children. The president can order people tortured to death. The president can order children to be mutilated. The president, if the Patriot Act isn't reauthorized, can still enforce it. the classical 110% real McCoy definition of manifest tyranny, despotism, dictatorship. Everything you see in the Declaration of Independence coming back to life, and we're even fighting the same families as we were fighting in those days. The royal families of Europe and their Tory servants. Is the president above the law? And it's being discussed on Meet the Press. It's being discussed on CNN, on Fox. It's everywhere. And every time I see an editorial, it either says it's horrible and an abomination, and conservatives and liberals are saying that together, or they're saying, yes, he is a dictator for your own safety, and it's a good thing, and the Constitution says he has to do this. It's his job. It's not only his duty, but it's just a prerequisite, and that the Constitution says this. And, of course, the Constitution says the exact opposite. That's what's so amazing. But here's an article by Doug Thompson at Capitol Hill Blue that came out today. Is the president above the law? Most of the news stories about Meet the Press debate Sunday on President George W. Bush's domestic spying program centers on comments that both Democrats and Republicans now feel the program is useless because Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda knows the NSA is listening and they won't use cell phones to discuss their plans. Any real terrorist group, any real intelligence agency already knew that, folks. But that's not the real story that came out of Sunday's political debate. The real story is that Pat Roberts, the arrogant Republican chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, told show host Tim Russert that he believes the president of the United States is above the law and can do whatever he pleases. Roberts, a staunch defender of Bush's right to spy on who he wants, whenever he wants, and however he wants, told Russert that Bush can and should ignore the law when he feels it is in the best interest of national security. And if somebody TiVo'd this or taped it, I didn't see it, please mail it to me. We're looking for the clip. That prompted Russert to ask, oh, I was just told it's on Crooks and Liars. Guys, go check that and see if it's there. Senator Roberts, quote, now this is the quote here. Senator Roberts, let me ask you a very serious question. Do you believe that the Constitution gives the President of the United States the authority to do anything he believes is necessary to protect the country? That was a question from Russert. To which Roberts replies, yes. Roberts later said he believed the president's authority was above laws passed by Congress. In other words, George W. Bush is a dictator with absolute authority, and no one, not the law, and certainly not Congress, has the power to question or override that authority. Funny, I thought they had to declare war, levy it, order how it's prosecuted. Stop for a second and think about this. The Senate Intelligence Committee and its counterpart in the House are the only congressional bodies that are told, and in most cases only in part, what the White House is up to when it comes to spying on Americans, ripping the Constitution to shreds, and trampling on the rights of the nation's citizens. And the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee believes the president has absolute power to do whatever he pleases with no congressional oversight. That smoke you smell is the Bill of Rights of the Constitution going up in flames. That pounding you may soon hear on your roof, on your door, is George W. Bush's Gestapo, the so-called Department of Homeland Security, demanding your papers and hauling you away, I would add, to Halliburton camps, because you dare speak out about Der Fuhrer's policies. In the rubber stampers who are supposed to run things in Congress believe Bush is all-powerful and his actions beyond reproach, then the America as a free nation ceased to exist the day these madmen took control of the government. Roberts, like the other lemmings who appeared with him on Sunday, believe Bush's spying program is useless now because it was illegal and questionable in value. He and others blame the press for making the program public. In other words, we're the terrorists who threaten the absolute rule of the president. The man, Robert says, is above the law. as one of those who broke the story about Bush using the government to spy on Americans, oh, yeah, you broke it, I sincerely hope I did my part in undermining the program. And until W's goose-stepping goons haul me away, I will continue to do whatever I can to undermine President Bush's actions and authority. Why? Because I'm an American, or at least I was when there was still an America left to defend. Yeah, Doug Thompson has done a lot of good reporting. We detailed in my first films the government spying on the American people. None of it is secret or hidden. I will point everyone who, in this sleight of hand, has missed it to Section 213, 215 of the USA Patriot Act passed October 27, 2001. It says, for any reason, any misdemeanor, any threat of a misdemeanor, any belief that a misdemeanor may have been committed, that no warrants shall be issued, they don't need warrants, that they can have these administrative subpoenas issued by the agencies themselves as rubber stamps, as basically a letter, like Caesar's minions would give letters to their functionaries who would then go out with, you know, I have the letter from the king, I have the letter from the emperor, I have the letter from the supreme ruler. And they go out and they do whatever they want, whenever they want. And I guess this is an article we need to write where we show where they've been spying on the American people, and where we show where they've been violating citizens' rights, and where we show where they've been using the Patriot Act against everybody and their dog. And then we can parallel where there's this mindless debate about foreign calls to the U.S. They take the most innocuous, smallest area of a pantheon of spying and surveillance and classical police state being set up, complete with FEMA camps, and then we have a debate about, again, the smallest part of the program. And that's how they do it. They limit the debate and scope to something that they think that they can frame and sell to you when it's only the sugar coating on the cyanide pill to America. And we've swallowed the pill. The casing is dissolving right now in our stomach, in our collective bellies. We better vomit it out now, and it's already maybe too late. So, I mean, it's happening. Everything that we always talked about, right out in the open, they're legitimizing it. We can torture. We can kill. We're going to set up a domestic federal police force that will arrest you for any reason. And if we say that you were, quote, disruptive, you spend a year at least in prison, in some cases 5 years instantly. And we're set, all of it, and it doesn't scare me, folks. What scares me is not fighting it hard enough, because we're going to expose these terrorists. We're going to expose how they leave the borders wide open but claim we've got to do all this to fight terrorists. We're going to expose how it's all a fraud. We're going to bring these criminals down and their bosses. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in KC. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, when I dialed up, I wasn't sure if you had touched upon this in the first hour. It sounds like you're getting geared up to talk about it right now, and I hope I'm not preempting this, but I had to do with Dick Cheney this weekend. Are you suspecting that perhaps this actually took place on a military reservation? It may have been an example of one of these infamous human safari-type things such as Kathy O'Brien talked about in Transformation of America.
You know, unfortunately, much of what Kathy and her associate have talked about, Kathy O'Brien and her associate have discussed, has not been proven. But none of it's been disproven, and then every time I learn more information firsthand, it mirrors what they alleged over a decade ago. And I know that Cheney literally hunts 2 or 3 days a week. The guy's obsessed with it. I don't know if what they're saying is true, but Dick Cheney reportedly hunts people, and I don't know if that's true. Do they devil worship? Yes. Do they bring in male prostitutes to at the White House? Yes. Male porn stars at Bohemian Grove? Yes. Do dead people turn up on Bush properties almost on a monthly basis from Florida to the Carolinas to Maine? Yes. Is weird stuff going on constantly? Yes. Would I put anything past them? No. Have elites hunted people in the past? Yes. But this MO looks like no. He was just out hunting. And that the quail flew over him, and he turned around at a 180 and shot this guy, and is just a complete moron. But, I mean, when everything else is so crazy, what else do you believe? I don't know. Yeah. Obviously, when I heard about this weekend, that's the first thing popped in my head, but I wasn't going to mention it because it's just speculation.
I didn't hear about it until this morning, actually. I had heard in the report that military personnel were present, and I don't know if that's normal for him. his security details. So things like that were getting me to wonder.
Where did you hear the military was present?
I think it was on a CNN report, perhaps, or I can't remember. Maybe it was Rush Limbaugh.
Well, if somebody will send it to me, I'll check it out. I wasn't aware the military was there. I thought it was Secret Service down on a South Texas ranch. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Good news. New Mexico is getting very close to openly denouncing aspartame that's in now thousands of foods and drinks as being deadly poisonous. A lot of other news coming up. We're going to have open phones for the next 35 minutes that we've got left in this live Monday edition. Right now, here's a newscast that we can analyze and comment on, talking about Cheney shooting one of his hunting buddies. Go ahead and roll that.
Vice President Dick Cheney took aim at a quail, but instead shot a prominent Texas lawyer during a hunting trip this weekend. Ranch owner Catherine Armstrong saw it all happen.
A bird flushed. The vice president took aim at the bird and shot, and unfortunately, Mr. Whittington was in the line of fire and got peppered pretty well.
Armstrong said that 78-year-old Harry Whittington was rejoining the hunting party on her family's Texas ranch, unannounced, when the vice president turned to shoot a quail and instead sprayed Whittington's right side with shotgun pellets.
I could tell from my vantage point that Mr. Whittington was alert, that he was communicating with the people offering him medical assistance, that he was not unconscious or anything like that.
Whittington is listed in stable condition at the Christus Spohn Memorial Hospital. He has injuries to the cheek, neck, and chest. The vice president is an avid hunter and a supporter of the National Rifle Association, and this is not the first time a hunting trip of his has made the news. He also made headlines in 2004 when he took Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia duck hunting while the court was considering a case filed against the vice president by environmental groups.
The vice president's office didn't report the shooting publicly until almost 24 hours after it happened. No word on why it was not mentioned until it was reported by a local newspaper. Maya Kalicki, ABC News, Washington.
A lot of different issues there. Number one, that is suspicious. They're saying 18 to 20 hours, depending on what report you look at. But eyewitnesses have said, and the White House's own, the vice president's own press secretary has said, in fact, I can find the quote here, that a quail came up out of the bush and flew over the vice president, and he followed the bird to where Mr. Whittington was coming up behind the hunting party, and that Dick Cheney fired and shot him from 30 yards away with a 28-gauge shotgun. You talk about a pop gun, and good for Whittington. Boy, a 12-gauge might have really killed him, especially if they had a larger shot, because it was really small bird shot with the tiny BBs. And none of this makes any sense. Number one, it's normal that as you shoot birds, you move on in one direction. People are lined up just a few feet apart from each other. You only fire out in front of you. You never fire to the side, and you never fire in back of you. And the White House's own press release says that Dick Cheney followed the bird and then fired Mr. Whittington, the prominent Austin lawyer, who was walking up behind with a bird that he had already shot with his dog. I mean, that's completely normal. You shoot your bird, everybody moves on, and you stay behind them. But they spin it into how he came up unannounced. Unannounced? I mean, what does that even mean? It's just crazy. It's totally insane. And then they spin it that it's the Second Amendment's fault. There's that little comment of, an avid supporter of the National Rifle Association. Well, we had Bob Barr on about a month and a half ago, former member of Congress on the NRA board, National Rifle Association board member, and he said Bush has been more anti-gun than Bill Clinton was and works for the Second Amendment. And all of the examples and proof of that is legion, but so it implies he's somehow pro-gun, and then it also implies that, well, look what guns cause. So, interesting little propaganda piece that we just aired. But I am glad that they mentioned that it was almost 24 hours. I guess 18 to 20, you could say, is almost 24 hours. That is a long time. I mean, normally on the news, if there's a hunting accident outside Austin, you hear about it on KLBJ radio in about an hour. And, of course, that's a good area for hunting down there in South Texas. They took him to nearby Corpus Christi near Port Aransas, one of my haunts down there. I like to go fishing down there. So I guess if I'm down there, I've even gone hog hunting down there. I've even been bird hunting down there, not on this ranch. I better watch out next time I'm out walking along through the scrub brush and Dick Cheney might pop out and run at me with a shotgun. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But frankly, compared to Bush declaring he has imperial powers and talk of how they're going to bomb Iran and the Patriot Act about to be reauthorized and expanded this week, it really isn't that important. We'll come back and go straight to your calls. David, Chris, Matt, Mike, Dave, everybody else, your calls are straight ahead InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net. Check out those sites today, updated daily for you and your family to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
All right, let's get a bunch of your calls in right now. David and Mash, welcome, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I love listening to your show and everything. I wanted to tell you, I read a book called The New Economic Disorder. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Alex. No.
I read the book, and in the back, I don't know if you're familiar with Larry Bates. I guess he has a show and everything.
Not really.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know, I said, well, great. You know, it's on the New World Order and so forth. And I read the book because I'm a fan of all these things, and I really. You know, I listen to you a lot and a lot of different people, but I was listening to this, and as I listened to them, and it really peeved me because what they do is they started talking about things, and they were talking about
I know who he is. I must have had a mental block. He attacks me all the time, and Bush isn't Skull and Bones, and Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, and Bush is fighting the New World Order. He has a little radio show called Unraveling the New World Order, and, I mean, I've heard it. They've attacked me, and he literally sits there and talks all about the New World Order and then says the heads of the New World Order are fighting the New World Order, and it's just mindless.
I'll tell you one thing that really gets me, and that is the minute I started him, they were talking about the Patriot Act and how that, you know, they're against the Patriot Act, and they're really coming out. I'm like, okay, I'm listening to this. Okay, that's good. And then all of a sudden they started saying, Well, you know what? The only thing that they had a few senators that block it, a new one out of New Hampshire, they put it through now, and they're saying, well, you know, it's too bad that the president was for that. He says, but I think he just got a lot of, it's not really his fault. He got some bad advisors like the attorney general. Like, I forget the attorney general's name, but
Alberto Gonzalez.
Yeah, he said it's Alberto Gonzalez's fault. It's not Bush's fault. And we got all these evangelicals, and I'm a Christian evangelical.
What it is mindless apologists who just get up there. Listen, I appreciate your call. I remember those guys 4 years ago really went after me when nobody was saying 9/11 was an inside job. I was obviously said it before it even happened and the day it happened. And then I had FBI agents on. I had David Shippers on. I would have transcripts of it. I'd have the documents where Bush ordered the FBI and the NSA and the CIA not to stop the Al-Qaeda operations in the U.S., and it was in the BBC, and Bush signed W199I, and we got one page of it. That's all Greg Powell could get. And they just got on air and just said, it's not true. Jones is making it up. And they'd go, because I was sent clips of it, Alex, where's that document? He won't show it. He won't debate it. So I called up and I said, okay, I'll debate you. I'll come on. I'll send it all to you. No, that's all right, Mr. Jones. Then later I was still refusing to come on with them according to their show. When everybody knows, I'll debate anybody anytime if they're not a stalker. There's a few stalkers who, you know, try to get me to get in arguments with them, but I avoid them. But so. I mean, how do you respond to somebody, and Alex is making it up, saying there was prior knowledge? Well, I didn't say prior knowledge. I said they were involved in it. A lot more than prior knowledge. Please don't limit what I'm saying. I'm saying much more. And, you know, he's just making it all up. And this thing about Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, it's just of the devil him to say that and bearing false witness against a man of the Lord, George W., I mean, nobody pays attention to those guys. Who cares? I mean, they got a problem. See, Bush signs on to UNESCO and the UN, and, oh, Bush didn't mean it. He just has bad advisors. And, oh, Bush is going after the Second Amendment. He wants the assault weapons ban. He's just got bad advisors. And Bush has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. He's just got bad advisors. And Bush wants total amnesty for all illegal aliens and to bring in skilled and unskilled workers at unlimited levels. He's just got bad advisors. But we ought to be thankful for shows like that. Then you've got the neocon shows where we really got to do something about the borders. These evil liberals, they're holding Bush back from securing them. Meanwhile, the Democrats wrote the bills that Bush is promoting and are with him on total amnesty. I mean, I've heard Sean Hannity talk one time in my car. I was sitting there. I should have gone into the office, but it was they re-airing here locally in the evening. And I'm there. It was actually out of San Antonio, but it doesn't matter. The point is, I'm sitting there listening to it, and I had a meeting I had to get into, but I just couldn't quit listening because I knew it. For a whole segment, the border's wide open. It's a war zone. It's horrible. Everything's falling apart. We got to do something about it. And I knew it was coming. I just knew what he was going to say. And then after about 15 minutes, we've got to get Bush's plan passed that's not amnesty. It's a guest worker program, but the liberals are blocking it. Well, he was counting on people not looking up the fact that the Democrats introduced it. So this is what they'll do. They'll tell you about a big problem and then give you their solution, which is, oh, man, you know, you're in the frying pan. We need to throw you into the furnace. You know, you're getting burned in the frying pan. Here, let us stick you in the oven. Let us stick you in a crematorium. You know, it's a hot summer day, you're sweating. Here, let's teleport you to the center of the sun. That'll fix your problems. And so then I'm having debates with neocons going, no, President Bush has got a plan for the borders, Alex. I appreciate him. That's how they talk. And I'm like, no, it's a total amnesty plan. Here's the bill. Shut up, liberal commie. Well, no, actually, I'm not a liberal commie. Yeah, you are. Back off right now, boy. I mean, that's how they act. They just feel so good as America goes down. And they're just riding around with their W stickers, smiling at each other, and plastic flags made in China by slaves, flapping, tattered on their vehicles, desecrated. And they just love it. It's just they love being idiots. They love the troops having bad body armor. They love the troops having to pay for their own flights home. They love it. I've interviewed them. Just bringing it up is not supporting the troops. You're just trying to undermine the war with liberal commie lies. Back off before I punch you. Officer, get him away from me. Well, no, aren't you willing to debate the facts with me, sir? Shut up right now. And I've got him on video. We ought to take some of those clips from the new film I'm making and start putting them on the radio. We will do that before it comes out. And we've got probably 50 of these people, and we're about to go out and do more interviews on the streets. And by the way, we don't have to go find them. I mean, you can just walk up to random neocons getting out of cars with W stickers, and they're in la-la land. They don't know which ends up. They don't know. We're losing the Second Amendment, and Republican governors are suing gun manufacturers, and they're shutting their doors every month. Another company shuts its doors that I see, and the economy's falling apart, and Bush is doing all this, and doubling the size on average of all these big socialist government agencies. They have no idea, and you tell them it's just, you're a liar, boy. Invincible ignorance, willful mindlessness. And the Democrats aren't much better. You're like, well, hey, actually, the Democrats are predominantly for the war and even want to invade Iran, and they're for the, quote, privatization, handing over the government to these private corporations, and they're for all these toll roads, and they're doing all the same stuff, and they voted with Bush for the national ID card, and they voted with Bush for the new Freedom Initiative before psychological testing and drugging. No, no, it's not true. No, it's Hillary's good, and George Bush is bad. And, well, actually, here's her voting record. Alex, I don't have time for that. Okay, good. Just be idiots then. I mean, just be a bunch of idiots. All right, I said I'd take calls, and I'm ranting here. It's just, it's admitted facts. They're together. There isn't two teams. There's one team, and they're beating the daylights out of us. And until we figure out that it's one team, people don't even know who's attacking them or what's happening. My job is just to get people to just, you don't have to believe me, neocons, please, okay? Okay, I'm probably a dirty commie, okay, and probably the cousin of Stalin. That's a joke. Now there'll be websites saying, I admit I'm the cousin of Stalin. That's a joke. But it's just so frustrating. It's so frustrating. Most people don't look at politics according to the facts and what's going on in the world, and according to the yardstick of, does it give me more liberty or less liberty? They look at it as what supports the view I already have. And they had that big Emory University brain scan study in 2004-2005, and it admits that Democrats, when they hear something they don't like about their own party, automatically shut off the thinking process and the cerebral cortex and the dorsal sides. Left dorsal side, and then they will automatically then reward themselves for shutting down, and they'll be in a pleasure center activation. Republicans do the same thing. And that's not how people normally operate. You've been conditioned through television, which admittedly is designed to brainwash you, not just with the content, but with the flicker rate and how it's presented and the whole nine yards. I mean, this is what the TV execs spend more time paying for that than they do for producing shows. They all are fighting with each other to have the latest brainwashing techniques. It's all published. It's all admitted. The average person has no idea that's even going on. And they do that. I mean, people decide. They think it's like an argument of who's going to win it. They think, a lot of people think when you tell them about how the world really works, they think you're showing off or that you're trying to act like they're dumb or... I mean, I've been out there debating neocons, and I go, well, you know... I'll say, you know, our government's staged terror attacks before to get us into wars. And I go, it's now declassified. The Gulf of Tonkin was totally staged. Oh, you're a liar. Shut up. It's now admitted the Northwoods document. Oh, you're a liar. Shut up. It's now admitted that the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver in the first World Trade Center attack. Mainstream news. Oh, shut up. You're a liar. Oklahoma City is clearly an inside job. Oh, you're a liar. And then you can use other admitted examples. And they say, oh, you're a liar. It's not true. No, 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 no. Well, hey, can I give you some documents? Can you? This is on the Library of Congress. Oh, that's not real. Get away from me. But I thought you wanted to debate me. Ah, just shut up. Just shut up. But listen, I'm trying to warn you. The currency's been devalued by 45%. That's a lie. Back off. Bush has doubled the funding for the BATF. That's another lie. That's a lie. I have all this on tape. Well, they didn't find WMDs. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. No, they didn't. Yeah, that... Shut up. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Chris in Connecticut. Do we just talk to David? Chris is next. Chris in Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. That was a great rant, by the way.
I don't know if it's that good. I can't stand listening to myself, but thank you.
Okay. Well, it's good. It's like good drama, you know, getting both sides. Well, anyway, so I completely agree with you about the LaRouche business. I've dealt with them. I've been to one of their meetings, and like, they're always like, oh, let's learn about, like, math and stuff, and that'll solve all the world problem. And I try to tell them, like, you got to know your enemy. Like, these guys are really evil and all that. So since they're kind of a useless organization, I was wondering, you said you knew better organizations to get involved with, and so I need a good grassroots organization. Do you have any idea, or could you point us in a direction, or possibly even have brought up on your site for networking?
Yeah, the organization is called Chris in Connecticut. Starting an organization, picking an issue or two, land rights, Second Amendment, control the borders, cut taxes, cut regulation, restrict privatization, fight toll roads. And that's really the most effective thing to do, is to pick different issues and fight those and inform others and start your own website or get your own local radio show on the weekend, pay for it if you have to, show documentary films. I mean, there are a lot of issue-specific groups. There's like the Paragon Foundation for Land Rights and Private Property. There's Gun Owners of America, or Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership with the Second Amendment. There are so many groups. So many of the, quote, patriot groups themselves are infiltrated or run by egomaniacs. I've said get involved in the John Birch Society, but they never really get anything done. And they're centralized, kind of their own little Politburo, never really has their people do anything. Though there was just a big shakeup there. I supposedly might be going in the right direction, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've been searching for somebody brave. Like, obviously you're brave and you can speak out, but you've got your radio show.
I really believe in leaderless resistance. I believe in different cadres of people in different areas engaging in the info war. See, I don't want to be anybody's leader, and I don't want to sit here and tell everybody what to do or how to do it. Our strength comes from all of us in lone wolf capacities going out and waking up others.
Well, you certainly have good common sense.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. I try to have common sense. I appreciate your call, and I'm flattered that you're asking me for organizations. I mean, here's an example. There are a lot of people who, under my banner, run around claiming they're Alex Jones or affiliated with me. And if you don't hear me saying they're affiliated with me, chances are they're not. Or if you don't hear me endorsing them on this broadcast, if you respect my opinion and views of people. And then there's other stuff where people, move into this area. Some of them I like, some of them I don't. Move into this area and bivouac themselves here and then try to go around duplicating everything I do while alienating everyone and bad-mouthing me to them. And, boy, that's really frustrating. And then, because people don't associate me from somebody else they hear on, say, the same local station here. They don't know there's two different networks, some cases three different networks being fed on there. And so, you know, when they hear all these preposterous pronunciations and pronouncements, they... So there's a lot of stuff there. It's very frustrating. And I don't endorse all this get-out-of-debt schemes that you hear places. I don't endorse all the magical cures, the super products. I mean, I endorse vitamins and real things like that, but just anything that says it's, you know, magical or cure-all, I don't like being associated with all that. It's just, you know, we need the good people out there that are involved, yourselves, to be leaders and to not count on somebody else to do it for you. I probably get 50 calls a day here telling me, well, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to cover this more, I need to write a book about this, make a video about that. Hey, you guys need to. You're the leaders. Believe me, you've got the power. It's women and men and old ladies and young men and black men and white people. It's everywhere. Beating the Patriot Act at their level, beating land grabs, beating toll roads, exposing things. We have victories all the time if you'll just get involved, which you are getting involved, so I commend you. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Michigan. Go ahead, Matt.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
I just have a question. It really seems like the template for launching these simultaneous major theater wars, as PNAC calls it, is to arm our enemies and then disarm them forcefully. We saw it in Iraq when we gave them chemical weapons throughout the 80s, and Rumsfeld on the board of ABB when we armed North Korea with the light water reactors. And Hamas, of course, is a creation of Israel, but as far as Iran...
And by the way, that's in Israel's own newspapers. That's not your opinion.
Right, and the UPI reported that too, I believe, I don't remember, but...
Yes.
My question to you is, as far as Iran goes, is there a similar situation, maybe not exactly?
Yes, British and Israeli and U.S. companies sold them most of the nuclear equipment along with Russia, and that's all over the news.
Right.
Over, past news articles. Now you won't hear it.
The article, I think DTI, a major firm over there in Britain, did that.
Yeah, that's BBC headline, yeah.
And I think Steve
headline,
Austin.
British was, firm gave Iran key nuclear components. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Steve Watson, you know, one of your workers, he wrote a really good article about that with Kissinger supporting a lot of that. It was, I don't remember exactly what it was, but he kind of detailed the history behind it, and I was just curious if, like you said, maybe recent companies were continuing that also.
It's always the same, brother.
Right, man. Thank you, Alex.
You bet, and you're right. They follow a template, a shake and bake. It's like you go buy a box of pancake mix. It's the same. It's the same thing, and they'll provocateur stuff and stir up the propaganda, and the globalists are going to have trouble attacking Iran without carrying something out here, and these next few months are absolutely critical right now. They're critical for some type of event here in the Western world, some type of major terrorist attack, which I guarantee you, they'll furnish lots of bug-eyed patsies to be the terrorists, and they'll never get a trial. And then the martial law will just go forward. And they're announcing dictatorial dictatorship powers. It's all happening right now in front of our little eyeballs. Right in front of our eyeballs. And, of course, after the next big terror attack, if we can't expose it and stop it, just they'll be attacking your pension fund, not Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Calls, Mike and Dave, and one more news item here at the end, the last 5 minutes. Don't forget to tell your friends, family, neighbors, people in your community about the broadcast, whether you listen on shortwave, internet, AM, FM, satellite. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's something you can do right there, because I think, frankly, this broadcast is the most focused on the key issues of any of them out there. So many are just ridiculous. A lot of others are great. But I think this broadcast brings a lot of great guests, a lot of great calls, a lot of important news that it warrants you promoting the show. And that's how it happens. Whether it's on MySpace or on message boards or in letters to the editor or calling into mainstream talk shows, that's why we have millions and millions of listeners and why we have millions and millions of visitors to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And visit InfoWars.com and peruse the expanding video and bookstore there. Look at the 14 different specials we have right now on books and videos and T-shirts and bumper stickers. It's all up there on InfoWars.com. And you can order hard copies there, books and videos, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all my films, my weekly TV report, Best of Austin TV show. It's one Best of Austin. Pretty good TV show. And then video interviews here in studio of the live radio interviews. So many new functions being added. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It's got to be like 500 pieces of media or something now in the last 2 years. Coming up in a month, it'll be 2 years since we launched PrisonPlanet.tv. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of John Trockman of the Militia of Montana?
Yeah, we've interviewed John in the past. A lot of good material, interesting information.
Yeah, I just got something. He is showcasing a book by a guy by the name of Scott Gulbranson called Silent Invasion. And he showed some excerpts out of that. Basically, this guy interviewed a lot of border agents, and they told him that just in the one crossing at Otay Mesa in California, 20 to 30 semis, 18-wheelers, were coming across the border every day full of Chinese ammunition, Chinese guns, and all kinds of stuff. And this has been going on since the late...
Actually, sir, I have the front page cover of the L.A. Times in my first film produced in 1997. The article was from 96. In my film, America Destroyed by Design, still available, we go there and we show you. And it was entire container areas, not just one container, but whole bunches of containers, masses of them full of rockets and AK-47s.
Yeah, yeah. And he was saying that some of these agents have been killed because they were trying to...
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
No. This is a New World Order takeover using Mexican and Chinese agents that work for the Pentagon. I mean, this is active pre-staging of special forces caches. That's what special forces do. They go bury caches to later be used by their operatives who live in your society for years with normal jobs, you know, at the local pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's not a joke. It's real. The scope of it, people can argue about that, but it's going on. Pre-positioning of weapons caches. Dave in Connecticut, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Listen, I picked up a broadcast last night, and I'm a ham operator. This was on the AM broadcast band. I was listening to a station in Cincinnati, Ohio, and they were talking about some big deal that's going down today regarding six ports in the United States. Baltimore Port.
That was actually the news item that I was going to cover. Six ports are being given to the United Arab Emirates. They're actually the U.S. government. See, privatization is selling off, but predominantly to foreign companies and countries. And that's in my film at Long Beach. They gave it to the Chi-Coms. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I mean, the deal is supposed to be going down today. $6 billion deal. And when,
that was the final article, and look at you, I wasn't going to cover it because of time, and you, God must have wanted that to come out.
Well, I hope you'll talk about it some more tomorrow, because
that was a big deal, given the foreign governments, all our major ports and national parks and lands. I mean,
did we put the Japanese in charge of our port security in World War II? What the hell are we doing? What are we doing?
It's called an NWO. It's called being set up for a fall. Cops are busy pulling little families over and searching families with toddlers on the side of the road. With fire ants climbing up their legs, biting them, but the border's wide open. They're selling out the whole country, Bubba. In fact, I had a whole stack of news about privatization today. It's called looting, and I'm glad you're concerned. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.